Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way a female high school teacher smashed their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, it was bound to happen. After Amy Schumer lost all her weight thanks to Zempic, she now announces her divorce to Chris Fisher. Looks like body positivity is officially dead. She got skinny and left him, and she didn't even have to work out or do anything except take a drug. Ozempic is the lazy people's workout. Now she's probably going to try and get together with John Cena or something. Women are always calculating their sexual marketplace value next to their man's and often look for better options. Up next, you know you messed up when you're England when 100,000 tax-paying Polish immigrants are returning to Poland for a better life with lower taxes, safer streets, and a greater quality of life. I predicted this, that eventually people from the West would start leaving for Eastern Europe. Eventually, it won't just be Polish immigrants going to Poland, but Anglo-Saxons, and the Polish better be careful letting them in because they'll be bringing their civilization-destroying politics with them. Number 3, what would you do if you went to work and found a microwave like this that says it's only for halal food? I'd put bacon inside and leave the timer running for 10 hours. Do we really need to spell it out that we shouldn't be changing our behavior to conform to newcomers? They should be the ones changing their customs and behavior when they come to the West. But we're a bunch of simps too weak to ask them to assimilate. Moving on, someone asks, what this does to the human spirit? Obviously it kills it. It's the architect's fault for believing the lies of the Frankfurt School. Buildings need to have many things on them, including curves, details, symmetry, animals, nature, or human faces carved into them to make people relax. Plus they also need to have a relationship with the buildings around them. We've been building structures for thousands of years, and the last 70 years, we forgot how to do it properly. Number 5, Turkey seems to be getting the message, and turn this modern monstrosity into something more traditional. Modernism can be beautiful, but the problem is the most architectural firms are lazy, and people working for them lack creativity. People used to build small physical models of their buildings. Today it's all done on computers, and you don't really know what you're going to get until you actually put the finished product out. And usually by then it's too late. Up next, Mel Gibson and Danny Glover returning for Lethal Weapon 5. It's a horrible idea. But these days, horrible ideas are the only ideas that Hollywood has left. Everyone will probably watch it to hear Glover say, "Now I'm really too old for this shit." In a couple of years, AI films will come out, and you won't be able to tell the difference between them and the real ones. I already listened to AI-generated music, and when I looked up the artists, I learned that they were actually AI. It's over. Number 7, is Destiny calling Zelensky yet? No, not yet. His purpose is to weaken Russia as much as possible for the West, and all it's going to cost him is the lives of his own young men. He hasn't learned from history that when the West supplies you with weapons, they oftentimes end you as well. He's a useful idiot getting rich waging war. All those guys were CIA operatives at one time, whether they knew it or not. Moving on, this is quite the accomplishment. She's a proud 35-year-old virgin and says that people are shaming her, but that she's living life on her own terms. What about the millions of male virgins out there? Don't they also get articles written about them? I also don't believe her because she looks like she's got those dead inside run-through eyes. Maybe I'm just imagining things, but that's what I see. Also, she probably paid for this article as a sort of ad to try and trap some aging chat out there. Number 9, I guess the Canada is getting closer to becoming a Muslim or Hindu country. Is Canada will now criminalize biblical passages with a new hate speech law. It's called Bill C-9, known as the Combating Hate Bill. If things get hairy, I might have to leave Canada and spend the summers in Serbia and winters in Florida or Dubai. The more of us leave in protest with our money and tax dollars, the faster the Canadian state will collapse. Even Canadian Christians aren't safe from their gooberman anymore. Up next, continuing the theme of Canada, young Canadians are increasingly turning against mass immigration because of the cost of housing, which is 40% higher than it is in the United States. But it doesn't matter what young people want, because the boomers will get things their way. Higher home prices until they pass away and then everything crashes. The smartest thing young Canadians can do is to leave if they can, and stop paying taxes to Canada that's turned its back on them. Number 11, this man was caught dressing up as his girlfriend to take an exam for her. He looks more like his girlfriend than she does. When I first glanced at this, I thought it was Cardi B. What's with men dressing as women? A while back, it was that Italian guy dressing like his mom so he could collect her pension. And now this. He doesn't low-key look like his girlfriend. He high-key looks like her instead. This looks like it's in India, so I'm not surprised they tried to scam her to higher grades. Moving on, some people say that the Black Panther is the first black superhero film. I guess they never watched Blade before. I remember watching that in the theater in the first scene in the club full of vampires being covered in a literal bloodbath, before Blade went in there and put an end to them. Blade was much better than Black Panther. But of course, even Blade wasn't the first, because there's always this classic, Meteor Man, as well as Spawn. Number 13, the Super Bowl streaker, made a $50,000 bet that there would be a streaker on the field, and he ran out there himself and tried to cash out $374,000. He bragged about it and all his money got frozen. He's an idiot. He should have had somebody else take the bet for him, and then they could have split the money two ways. Sure, go ahead and make your own luck, but just don't be a fool and be easily found out like this. Up next, the Ozempic founder has been hit with a $2 billion lawsuit. I bet he didn't see that one coming. Well, on the bright side, I guess it still kind of worked, because the people taking the drug can't find the food. Or it could be an intentional side effect so that fat people don't actually see just how large they are. Here's a picture of me whenever I see a blind skinny person from now on. There is no cheating nature. I hope you can see that now. Number 15, now that Christmas is over, who is this guy? Also, imagine a white person going to India and dressing up like one of their gurus and parading around like this. Oh wait, we already have that, and it was actually just Justin Trudeau when he went there and played Mr. Dress Up. Here's why many Canadians are upset at our governments, because we flooded the country with almost 2 million Indians in the last few years. Thanks, Justin. Moving on is more insanity in Canada, as they say they're now boosting their military might by adding 400,000 volunteer soldiers. Looks like they plan on joining the European ferries going into Russia. Gee, what could possibly go wrong? Also, where will they get that many soldiers and the resources to equip all of them? Meanwhile, they are having trouble retaining the staff that they currently have. No one with testosterone wants to fight for a woke, neutered country full of liberals. Number 17, I hated when people always say that this is Las Vegas 70 years ago. This is just a strip. But to me, Lost Wages will always be the downtown Vegas like you see here on Fremont Street around the same time. It's cheaper there, it's more walkable, and there's actual neon lights and vintage slots. The only issue is it tends to get a little bit dangerous after dark, one street over from Fremont Street. In 1947, though, the strip was basically a desert with a drinking problem. Up next, an AI researcher working for OpenAI quits, saying that they're prioritizing profits instead of people. What else is new in the land of capitalism? OpenAI is screwed unless they get the government to bail them out for $1 trillion. Let's see what happens. AI is bad for the economy because of less jobs. It's also bad for people and the ecology because of all the gas that has to be burned to run the servers, and higher electricity costs hurt everyone. Number 19, fewer Americans than ever, 54% report drinking alcohol. Good, because it's poison and it kills your liver. At face value, looks like it's across the board, but it's not. It's mostly young people drinking less and less. Only 59% of them drink now. But I wonder how much more 420-friendly younger generations are. In 2021, 26% of young people were smoking on a regular basis because of the THC. Vaping is also full of THC as well. So young people just swapped one poison for another. Moving on, here's another up-and-coming trend. Washed-up middle-aged female influencers forcing themselves onto their teen son's friends. This one is arrested for doing just that. But from the looks of her, she's not influencing anything except abstinence, perhaps. I think those have to be the worst lip injections I've ever seen. Like those cheap chicken hot dogs and those plastic packs. She's just an embarrassment for her son, and now kids in school will just tease him. Number 21, would you look at that? A man going his own way on the road. Looks like men are finally learning. He better be careful, or some disgruntled single mother is going to scratch up his truck. I thought about putting a MGTOW sticker on my car or getting a MGTOW license plate, but you know that something would happen. Also, apparently someone spotted this in Owensburg, Kentucky, with a Wayman driver with a license plate that says his on it. She's driving around like it's her divorce trophy or something. Up next, why didn't anyone tell her that her dress made her look like a swing swing? At first, I didn't see it until somebody else pointed it out. That's a good sign. Probably means I'm not gay. But I wouldn't be surprised if she knew exactly what she was doing, trying to signal what she really wants. The only way she can make this even more obvious is if she licks an ice cream cone or something like that. Number 23, unlike the last two Avatar films, this one looks a whole lot more memeable. Here we have a blue Chad teaching his alien girlfriend how to terrorize her own people. Chad here can't get enough of sticking his slick willy into crazy women like this. But I think we've already seen this meme before with the most racist conquistador ever to live with his native wife. Too bad no one told him that his ancestors would be slipping across the border trying to get back to the European roots. Moving on, in America, general dollar's crashing. While Canada's biggest dollar store, Dollarama, saw its sales increase 22% in the last year. They say that Canadians are trying to save money. Yes, but they're probably spending more money there on crappy food trying to survive. This shows how desperate the economy really is. I use Dollarama for plastic Lego containers, large bubble mail envelopes, and reading glasses. Yes, I need those now and buy 10 pairs at a time because I keep losing or breaking them. Number 25 on the last one, here's the difference between a Chad and a Chad. Luigi Mangione gets tons of female attention while Tyler Robinson received little to none. They say that women are attracted to violent men than end people, but only if they're attractive and masculine and because they gain status from their high-status violent behavior. This just proves to me that women won't find you attractive because you have only the status from ending someone famous. You need both. Of course, I'm not advocating for violence. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.